views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at The Truth is Funny or at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. This radio show has been a vehicle for me to provide inclusive information with you and to provide an opportunity for you to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Betton. She is a certified body talk practitioner, Yuen Method Master and instructor, certified acute care nurse, practitioner, and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We, as humans, only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, for the continent, and the globe. Wow, Karen, are you there?
I am.
I'm so happy to hear your voice. It's been a long time since I've got a chance to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I think since the last time you were on the show. And I know we were talking last time you were on about limitless living. Mm-hmm. And we had quite a few callers call in and ended up not really talking about limitless living as much as we wanted to. So I'm going to give the floor to you and let you talk some more about that today.
Okay, thank you. I love being here as well. This is always a fun hour that starts off never knowing how it's going to unfold, and then it goes by so quick I can't believe it's over. But in this moment, it's in the beginning phase. It's always an honor to be on this radio show with you, Colette, and bringing an aspect of joy into the possibilities of changing what we're experiencing, right? Whether it's relationships or career or purpose or the places where we tend to put most of our focus, which is on our health and our physical bodies, or perhaps it's spirituality. That's another area that tends to get a lot of focus these days. But Limitless Living is, I will be launching my new website and getting out there the name of my new expression of the business. Up to this point, I've been Intuitive Living, but I feel that word, I'm one of the souls called to try to dissolve some of the connotations that says using our intuition is unreliable. So as I open each and every person I come in contact with to the power and the ability to change your life using your intuition, I'm going to be shifting to this idea of limitless living as a way to interact with our world.
I love that. That's, you know, limitless living is very strong energetically. But yeah. It's funny. I'm also working on updating my website again. Mm-hmm. And have you noticed that as you shift energy, you use your intuition and you shift energy that, I mean, we always have to update our websites, but I'm finding I'm having to when I update my website, it is almost like I'm a different person again because the energy is moving so fast.
It is.
So it's very interesting what you're saying, you know, how, you know, as you use your intuition and you move forward, you start, it opens up so many possibilities.
Yeah. And that idea of speed, right? And I like to bring in the word miracles here in the sense that, again, that has a negative connotation in our world. It has a religious connotation as if you need to invoke God and some source greater than you to create miracles. But really the definition of miracles is an occurrence that we cannot have a logical explanation for, right? Mm-hmm. But if you think about so many aspects of our lives that happen that we don't have a logical explanation for, starting with, you know, the birth of children, right? We don't even know, no one knows what creates the stimulus that starts a woman to go into labor. We've been trying for years to figure that out. And we still really don't know what the impetus is. We have many guesses at it. In other words, there's so many aspects to our daily living that we have clouded from our focus that are happening and happening with speed and with ease and with grace, and we don't understand why or how. And the limitation of needing to know why and how from a logical standpoint really limits what we can create, because the process of creation is so much greater than logic could ever break down, right? Logic says from A to B equals C. Well, so often it's A point two and A point three and A point four, and then off to the right and off to the left, adding C in there, twisting around to the left a little bit, and then sometimes around to the right, and then you actually get to C.
That's a really funny way to explain it.
Because we desire to feel that we have control over our world and our environment, we so-called simplify it. And in the process of simplifying it, we lose the beautiful complexity and mysteriousness of it. And we start to believe that unless we logically understand something, it cannot happen. And that, along with so many other things, are a part of the sources of where we become limited in our expression of our individual human spirit.
Well put.
Going, but it feels like there's just a couple minutes left. So rather than going on to where I would go to from there, is maybe even during the break, I invite the audience to perhaps allow how aspects of your life have been limited to arise. And if you're invited, you feel called to call in, and we can support you in energetically creating, influencing that to be dissolved, so that you can step into the fullest expression of you. Right?
And isn't that where it's at? When we step into our full expression of ourself,
yeah.
We have the freedom, and the freedom comes from the discipline of being able to be ourselves.
Exactly. And which can happen with a simple shift in focus, and we'll talk about that.
Sure. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 to make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. And I want to give a mention to my wonderful producer, Brian, who always picks the right music, doesn't he, Karen?
He definitely does.
Before we continue, we have a caller here, and I'm going to take her call right away, but I just wanted you to share your contact information so that we remember to.
Okay, all right, if you must. So my name is Karen Betten, B-E-T-T-E-N, and my email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com, And my phone number is 917-685-1528. Preferred method of contact would be via email, just because, as she mentioned, I am a mother, so I get to squeeze my work in, you know, when it happens. And email certainly provides that opportunity for me to put the time and energy into it that allows me to access my greatest gifts in the time that are supported for me. So I look forward to hearing from anyone, and so much enjoy being on this show. So let's roll.
All right. If you want to call in, feel free to 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller on the line, Julie from Ontario. Are you there, Julie?
Hi, Colette.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Okay. I think I'm a little bit... I feel like I would love some just, I don't know, kind of clearing away some limitations around making money.
Okay.
So, yeah. I've been on assistance for a while, and I think that's being reviewed next week, and I'd love to move forward, basically.
Okay, so
let's get a
baseline for where you're at with that. When you think about coming off the assistance and being required to make money on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's really scaring you, it's bothering you, where are you?
Oh, God, probably a 10.
Okay. All right, well, Karen? Would you like to address this?
Aren't we all? You know, it feels so strong to me. Even I feel little vibrations in my body when the word assistance comes up for you, Julie. So there's this longstanding belief that, you know, you need assistance to create what you desire in your life, right? So we just strengthen you to the accumulated limitations that this focus on how you're going to get assistance from others has limited you in home, school, work, play, however it may show up, even within your family. And we strengthen that 100% infinite potential to really just dissolve those threads that have put you on a default pattern of focusing on where the assistance is going to come from that has sabotages your connection to your creative, intuitive wisdom to discover the solutions that are an expression of your gifts in this world to create change and share with the world what you have to offer.
Awesome. And, you know, the word assistance, you know, it's bringing up hopeless and helpless. And so we want to just strengthen you to those times where you were full of, worthless and low value, right, is coming up. And so, you know, in our society, we base success many times on, you know, the image that people portray as they go through life. And many times people focus most of their efforts on, you know, making money. And in this third dimensional world, we most certainly do need to. Having said that, we are actually conscious beings that are traveling in a human body. And, you know, it's important that we have balance in our body, our soul, and our spirit. And so many times the weaknesses around making money do revolve around spiritual experiences or soul experiences of, you know, not being able to get the job done or produce in, you know, what people would refer to as past life situations. So I'm picking up some energy around that. And we just want to strengthen you to let go of that. Also from your upbringing, your parents and their beliefs around money. Karen, what else are you picking up for Julie?
So I was going back five generations, right? As you said, family, that was coming in as well. So going back the five generations of creating a perception of worth around the gifts that the five women in your generation had to offer, right? So we just strengthen you to disassociate from those accumulated sabotaging experiences so that you can be free of that energy. In other words, every time you start to perceive that what you have to offer is not enough, enough and you need someone or something to make it happen, it gets amplified by these sort of energetic resonances with the same experiences that the women in your family have had. So we want to strengthen you to that so your innate wisdom and your creative flow can kick in and shift your focus, you know, instantaneously on the spot to access the wisdom within that you have to access your natural gifts and be the creatrix, right? You're a woman. You have access to the creatrix energy.
Beautifully said. And I just want to check in with you, Julie. How are you feeling? Do you perceive a change here?
I'm sort of feeling a little tiny wavelets of panic.
Well, see, the thing is that people rarely, and I connect with a lot of people, and people rarely contact me unless they're uncomfortable. Yeah. And the reason for that is because when people are in discomfort, they are more likely to want to shift into better. And people just assume automatically that, you know, if you were taking the best case scenario or the worst case scenario, that people would automatically be strong energetically to the best case scenario. And quite often, because energy flows where our thoughts go, what happens is if we focus on our greatest fears, we tend to attract those fears to us. And so we just want to strengthen you to this, recognizing that when, you know, the universe has a really, really good sense of humor. You know, I was just talking to a friend and had, you know, something fall and whack him on the head, you know, 6 weeks ago and cut his head open. So then he was like, oh, didn't pay attention. And it was like, slow down. And so then he got in a car accident after that. And then, you know, and eventually, like, this is how the universe kind of, like, if you don't catch the subtleties, quite often you move into the frying pan treatment. And if you don't, take notice from that, quite often it moves into the 2x4. And so it's important that we put our focus on looking for things that are happening in the direction we want them to go, rather than focusing on things that are where we don't want it to go. And I'm just perceiving a weakness of that. And that's really just a bad habit that we can actually catch ourselves doing and then reverse it. Karen, do you have any other words for Julie?
I would like to invite you, Julie, to this panic feeling. I would like you to just go into it for a moment. Just really check in with that panic feeling that's coming up. And perhaps you can notice that it might just be the blossoming of your inner power and your inner possibility. And that up to this point in your life, you have categorized it as something to target away from because it was going to express and expand your individual gifts. And you didn't want to outshine the ones that were around you. But perhaps you get to go into that a little bit deeper and feel how it's your power burgeoning within you and inviting you to play and engage in the world from a different place.
I love that, Karen. Julie, if you want to hang on through the break, Karen and I will do some more energetic shifts for you, and we'll just check in with you when we come back. We just got to take a small break here. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You know, call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
No more. Can't you see that it's late at night? I'm very tired. Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
1230 WBLQ.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Betton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Julie on the line here. Julie, how are you feeling right now?
The panic's cleared. It feels like I feel pretty calm. I think there's just like some twinges around my left shoulder and left neck kind of area.
Okay. It's interesting because I believe you called in a couple weeks ago and you were talking about wanting to move forward with your life. And I think that was when Will was on and he picked up the same weakness as what Karen just corrected, which is the excitement that you feel. You label it as anxiety. And excitement is not always necessarily let's just take that correlation between the two, anxiety and excitement. Excitement is more like getting ready, and I'm perceiving that your energy is very strong to moving forward and moving into a different way of being. And if we take the experience of being on assistance and now being off assistance, we're just going to strengthen you that there, you don't have to label that experience as good or bad, that it's just something that you're going through and you're ready to move on to better. And so we want to strengthen that energetically for everyone listening in. Karen, do you have any last shifts that you would like for Julie here?
The left part was just coming up, and we just want to just support the collection of your cells, atoms, and molecules to process any perceived burden of expressing your feminine energy, right? So the left side is what's coming up, right? So any, you know, accumulated misinformation from your family, from, you know, the collective, from the patriarchal society, from school systems, all of that that have come together to create a perception that the feminine energy is a burden. And we want to dissolve that so that you can set it free to support its flow in guiding you on this amazing, beautiful path. Just the fact that you're on this radio show shows the power that's within you to be open to how that desires to be lit, should we say.
Yeah, I love that. Julie, how are you feeling?
Moved.
Yeah, good.
Good. I'm moved by what you've just said. So
good. Let's strengthen that you're going to move on.
Ooh, that gave
to
me
better. Sense. Yeah, there we go. Feels very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Yes, thank you, Julie.
Thank
Take
you
your beautiful
so
soul on for the day. Carry on, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, he's going to play a song, Brian, are you? No, no, not yet.
No, not yet. Yeah, no, so this is really interesting how, you know, Julie is expressing what many people feel right now. There's a lot of change happening. You know, we have a lot of information coming in. So a lot of things are different. Like, you and I were talking about you're renovating your house and you're, you know, there's always change happening, it seems. You know, I had the road widening here for the last 4.5 months outside of my house. It's like this... people want to hold on to what they have so tightly when because they feel that that they're not going to have better. And so let's just energetically put that out for everyone that every day when we wake up in the morning that we could have more of be strong to our daily routine so that we can move forward and move forward with the words coming up, promise. You know, like where we are stepping into our potential and, you know, allowing, because when we do that, everyone else around us also steps into their potential.
Absolutely.
In a more powerful way. So, you know, go ahead, Karen.
Agreeing that people step into their potential with ease. You know, we dissolve this dominant paradigm that says we can only make change with struggle, drive, strength, and a fight. And that theme prevails in health, right? What do we always say about cancer? Oh, she beat that cancer. I hope she, you know, she put up a good fight. You know, who are we fighting, right? Like that's an aspect of our being that's being expressed physically. So who are we at war at, right? You know, she tried, they put up a good fight, but they still lost, right? You know, even a football game, whatever it may be, there's this interesting paradigm that says it must be a struggle and a fight or you don't so-called win. And I would like to invite the opposite of surrendering to the greater wisdom that notices our challenges and our conflicts and invites how that could change what we are expressing in the world, and inviting us to go deeper within to change our course of how we interact with the world to create something of a world that expresses an abundance of ease and grace and joy. And it's quite funny, we have this word miracle that makes it seem that it's not possible, right? To experience ease, grace, and joy when confronted with a conflict. And I think even what we do here on this radio show, what you do for a living, Truth is Funny, Miracles, the possibility of our humanness to create something different is unwritten.
Yeah, and I've been compelled to start blogging now that I wrote my book and said I'm not writing ever again. After 2.5 years of writing that book, it took up a great deal of my time. And then, of course, this is how life is. Then the website needs to be changed. And so there's always, people are looking for a point where they'll quite often say to me, they want a magic pill so that they don't have to have it put up with any more crap in their lives anymore. And the crap that we're putting up with in our lives quite often is the crap that makes us grow, just like manure makes plants and flowers grow. And so, we want to be in a place where we don't fight ourselves to affect change for the better. We can actually move into a place where we support ourselves by putting the time and energy into ourselves, into where our heart wants to take us also. Mm-hmm. And, when you follow your heart with your and use your intuition and have some perception around that, you're going to achieve goals that you would have never achieved had you just did the status quo, And this is so important. You're a mom, like we were talking about this earlier. You're a mom, you have 3 children. Mm-hmm. So, your days are full. Do you have some advice for people around that? Like, how do you handle your schedule and your renovation and your, stress level?
Interesting, the message that I've been getting, in the number of things that have showed up on my plate of recent is when I am needing, whether it's my children or my contractor or my husband or my house or my business to show up in a certain way, meaning if I'm seeing that my business is not looking successful in my eyes, my children are looking like they're struggling in my eyes, my house looks like it's not coming along, that it's really just a reflection of something that I am not providing for myself within. And if I go and give myself that some energy, whether that's in the form of whatever it may be, getting a session, talking to a friend that will meet me on a higher vibration like you, Colette, where we can support each other to not go into the story of what's lacking, but rather unveiling the aspect of our soul that is screaming for love and attention and warmth and compassion. So compassion for ourselves, honoring our boundaries, what can we take off our plate on that day? That the biggest barometer for me is when I go spend time with myself, whether it's meditating, getting a session, reading work that inspires me, whatever comes, watching a video that inspires me, reading Colette's book, things that bring me to a different vibration. I will go back in the house even after 30 minutes and have a completely different interaction with whoever I was engaging with before. And usually the biggest feedback I get is from my children. By shifting the energy within myself, it shifts the entire energy of the family. And we can no longer meet in the space that we were at previously, but we are all raised up on another one. Because if you think when you're honoring your own boundaries and giving energy to yourself, that is selfish in any way, we are missing the truth of the knowing of that we were all connected and we are communicating with each human cell, atom, and molecule, each plant. Everything is living, everything is in constant communication, and everything is interacting from that space. So the biggest gift you can give humanity is to feed and honor yourself, however that shows up.
Beautifully said. That's why when you are on the airplane and they tell you if you need oxygen, they tell you to put your mask on first. Yeah. Because if you're not feeding yourself, it's very challenging to feed others. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with everyone here and with you, Karen. And I'm really, really happy to say that my book is now out in ebook and in print. It's available at Amazon and also at Lulu Publishing, and I'm really, really happy. It was quite a work for me to put this together because it's a compilation of years of my experiences and the different people I've worked with, you know, the colleagues and students and demo participants and these radio, you know, people who call into the radio show. Every single one of you allows me to gain more experience, and I appreciate that so much. Word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
Feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the Red. With Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WBLQ.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are... Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Tooth is Funny with Karen Campbell-Benton. Karen, we were just talking about going to Ireland and leprechauns, and I can feel that energy coming in now. Yeah, so you are, we were talking before the break about moving forward in more powerful ways. So do you have some tool, like a tool that you would like to share with people? For this last segment?
I think the tools, I have my set of tools and it's a pretty large box. And I just invite you to, go where you're called. If there's a tool that you are called to investigate, learn, listen to, whether it even just be this type of tool, which is listening to a show like this, which brings you to a different vibration, I invite you that even if it doesn't seem logical, it doesn't match up with the collective beliefs of you or your family, listen to that burgeoning flame and take a leap of faith and jump in and see what it's about. For me, my background was medicine. So every step of this way has been plagued with doubt and concern that everyone I knew would think I was crazy. But the funny thing,
I am insane really slow, yeah. It's not a bad thing.
I am. It's so true. But really what it gave me an opportunity was to dissolve these inner concerns that I had that I was crazy, and to recognize that it's not how other people are showing up in my life that feeds my soul, but rather the relationship that I have with myself. And those people that show up in my life that are challenging me to strengthen that connection to myself, to strengthen the belief that I have that we can experience life differently. We can shift the paradigms of the world with ease and with grace. It doesn't need to be a struggle and a fight. We can have fun along the way. We can laugh along the way. And I've invited some of the greatest people in my life by taking that leap of faith, you, Colette, being one of them. And my connection to these people feeds my soul. I spend an hour even on the radio with you. And Julie, I'm sure if you're out there still listening, you feel the same. You just feel lighter and you feel like you belong. And you're not even physically connected to anyone. But when it speaks to your soul, you get this inner reverberating yes, and I invite you to follow that and to see where it takes you and enjoy the ride.
Thank you, Karen. Well said. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the radio show here. I'm really excited. In 2 hours, I'm going back on the radio with Dr. Pat, and I just wanted to thank her for having me on, and it'll be 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio. And I also wanted to thank Sinnreich magazine from Switzerland for doing a 3-page ad for me on my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. It's been, such a pleasure that they did that for me and to connect with more and more people from all around the world. And thank you, Karen. Enjoy New York. That's where you're from, but you're on your way to Ireland tomorrow. Enjoy that. It was a pleasure to speak with you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Always, Colette. Many thanks to the community that show up and make this all happen as we share this awesome, expansive energy. And for you doing this, Colette, you rock.
Thank you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos.
cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.